Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week.
Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is.
Each and every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Mac?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends, yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, maybe I got it on the phone,
yeah.
Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me,
yeah.
Each and every time, you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind,
yeah.
Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa. All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh-huh.
Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time. Each and every week, here we from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah. You'll try Hood Tunes Radio.
Oh, you play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby.
Every week,
Cleveland.
Well, alrighty then, you guys, you just tuned in to the number one show in the nation, Hood Tunes Radio, man, and Hood Talk Radio for tonight. It's your boy, E-Max Damage, and I'm looking at my hand, it's swollen. Something bit the shit out of me today. But that's all right, 646-478-0944, that's the number to call me, and you are right on time, because we are doing some fucking writing. That's right, doing the show tomorrow night, and, out here in the city, so some things that, you know, I just want to do, and being me, you know what I mean? So y'all keep on tuning in, and we and you will get a chance to, you know, hear some action straight up. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in. I'm your boy, E-Mac the Image, and guess what? You tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. For whatever reason, tonight I just feel compelled to speak on a few things that's going on in our city. First of all, I want to thank everybody out there that's listening in online. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, and once the page comes up, you go to the live column, and then you click category, life. All right, and they got their pages all switched around and everything, and most of the time I'm on the first page, so you ain't got to search too hard for me. I guess I want to start off this segment by really touching on the fact that as human beings, we all need to be more aware of things that's going on in our lives and our communities and everything else. You know what I'm saying? It is the day before, July the 4th. And actually, it's July 3rd, so we are going to get into a few things that we want y'all to be careful of, be understanding, be in complete understanding and complete control of what you do out here in this city, okay? Now, as far as, you know, drinking and driving and shit, y'all know how the fucking law is. You know, the cops watching, well, they are. You know what I'm saying? They fucking all over the place in this city. I mean, I don't know how we got late in the game, but suddenly they decided to start driving around in Chrysler 300s and Ford Explorers, all kind of shit like that, because they just rolling up on motherfuckers now. And you could just be standing there talking to your people and they roll it up. You ain't even got to be selling nothing or doing shit, man. It's strictly about what they think you're doing nowadays. It ain't about what you're doing. It's what they think you are doing, all right? Tomorrow evening, she has the show going to start around 9, 10 o'clock, somewhere in them hours. But it's at the Mardi Gras Lounge, 26 and Superior, out here in Cleveland, Ohio, for me. I don't see why not. I don't have to work on Friday, so boom, boom, bam. So we'll be on that mission. You know what I'm saying? Do what we got to do here on the show tonight. Just trying to, you know, saying keep y'all upgraded and y'all aware of some things that you just might not be. Shameful as it is, there's a lot of us out there that refuse to open our eyes and see the things, even though some people are telling us. No, you don't have to believe what I'm telling you. I would just suggest you check the shit out for yourself and form your own basis of opinion. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of things out there now. It's a lot of things that are hidden from us, but the things that are hidden from us now is like shit like what the government is doing. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. But the things that are not hidden from us now are things that happened, you know, a long, long, long time ago. Information that we can find out now that we couldn't ever find out before. We got it at full disclosure. And some new things, too, just about, you know, how far you want to search and where you're searching. You know, the thing is that you can't just allow people to tell you that this is the truth, and if that is the truth, and it's going to, you know, save your soul, so to speak. That's not going to happen. I never let another human being tell you they can save you. I'm trying to save your soul. I'm trying to save your life. You know what I mean? We all try to play God, and we don't have the grounds, the means, the power, or the wherewithal. That's just that ego that we have in our minds that believe that just because we on fire, that somebody else needs to be. And we're going to do everything that we can do to make sure that somebody else is on fire. Really, that's just somebody searching for their own glory. Hey, I'm the one that brought you to God. You know, I won souls for you. God don't need that. He didn't ask for that. Man did. Because they want something. And it's true. Most people, and I'll say 99%, 0.9% people, they want something. They want something from God, so you know they want something from you. Right? Form your own basis of opinion. That's the point that I'm trying to make. You ain't got to listen to me. Sitting here, I'm listening to some YouTube, but I got this song in my head and I really want to write it, but I'm on the show right now, so I got to focus on what I'm doing. We just got disclosure that they had already voted on the red light camera issue out here in Cleveland, Ohio, even before they brought it to the public attention. It was one of those backdoor deals that Frank Jackson, our mayor, had fought so vehemently for, and apparently got it because they formed a committee that has no oversight. Right here in our, you know, beautiful city, they formed a committee that has no oversight now. With all of the people that's out there and, you know, following and tracking this, nobody came to the conclusion that that committee was going to happen. You see, I always say there's a damn sleeping giant somewhere, you know what I mean, that people don't pay attention to. You don't even think. The shit that's on the surface don't touch if you ever find yourself at the bottom of the lake and you come up for water or come up for air rather, and you somewhere else on that lake, you know what happened? The current took you. The current on the bottom of the water is much stronger than the one at the top. Okay? So the undercurrent is what they call it. So don't be fooled into believing that just because you see some shit on the news or it brings some shit out in the open, that it really ain't some shit that's not being talked about, which is a bigger issue. And we don't really care about the bigger issues. We just try to stick to what we hear and what we know, because that's the truth. That's the truth. You got those people out there that don't believe that, you know, we can be lied to, or it just don't make sense that somebody gonna lie to you about your religion. So the truth of the matter is that religion, that word itself, with all that you can do with it, with all that it was supposed to be for, people still don't understand that the term itself was created by man, okay? Nobody knows really what religion is, because God didn't say what religion is. He didn't require religion from us. We do it. All right, so right now what we're going to do, man, we're going to let y'all get into a little bit of this music from your boy Max. He's doing a show tomorrow night, so don't be tripping, because this is E-Max, Good Talk Radio. 646-478-0944. That was around your boy E-Mac the Image, who will be performing tomorrow night at the Mardi Gras Lounge. Check out for 21st and Superior, Cleveland, Ohio, if you're familiar with that area. It's in the downtown region. All right, y'all need to get down there and check them out. The show starts. There's going to be a couple other artists there, so I'll be nice at the Mardi Gras. I know y'all hear a lot of noise in the background. That's all right, man. We in the hood, you know what I'm saying? We good, talk, radio. I want to just send a little bit of encouragement out to all those out there that's looking for work. There's a lot of work out there if you get yourself up and you get out there and you look, you can find something to do. Earn you a few dollars in kind of way. But one thing I want y'all to understand is that whatever you accept, that's what they're going to put on you. You know, you try to tell people shit, they don't want to listen to you. They got the smell, that shit stank. You know, then they always try to make the shit seem like it's okay. Oh, man, you know, shit, I wasn't doing shit. I was bullshitting around, you know. Making excuses for doing some bullshit that, and you tell them, hey, man, if you do that bullshit for them, they're going to want you to do that bullshit all the time. Some of us got those bad habits of not listening. It is okay. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to say no to your boss. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not really, you know, versed on that. I'm not really skilled in that there. Okay? Make them do some work. If they want you to do it and make it easy, it's, you know, it's not that hard. Well, show me how hard it's not. That's even better than telling me that it's not that hard. So that's the sound that I'm looking for right now. And we're going to do that, and we're going to do that. See, listen to this. You really want to stretch your tracks out to like four measures. You know, today, nowadays, they call them bars or whatever, but four bars, you know, just basically writing on a small scale. It's just I'm writing a. Y'all know what that do. But on everything I love, man, let's get back to the topic. Yeah, because we can't get out of range when we're doing all right. And I'm just really ready to, you know, write this song. It's been in my head for a while. And I am anxious to bring it to y'all. So it's not necessarily the days. I got a few of them that I'm writing right now, but just nothing that I finished or anything like that. Just got this real nice idea, you know, sitting in my head. It's basically about things that, you know, our ladies expect out of us, you know what I'm saying? That's not fair. So we're gonna see if we can address some of these issues between, you know what I'm saying, our ladies and our brothers. All right? So tonight is, of course, Poetry Night on Border Restless Radio. So, you know, we are checking in with them sooner or later. See what we can come up with. This your boy, Max Image, and you are listening to Hood Talk Radio. Now, one thing I want y'all to understand that you will be hearing some E-Max music tonight, because, of course, we're promoting the show. No, nothing for sale or anything. Don't even worry about that. Just want to make sure y'all have a good time and enjoy the show. This is like a call. I'm really trying to call out a few people, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook, and we do a lot of, I do a lot of posts that's got nothing but encouragement, and the point that I try to make is that you ought to think for yourself. Learn how to think for yourself. Let's just don't take what somebody tell you, and that includes the Holy Bible, Jesus, and everything else. Not afraid to say it. No, we don't really know what it is that we do when we bow down and get on our knees and submit ourselves in prayer. We really don't know who we pray to. We just have faith and hope that our prayers are being heard. And a lot of people don't understand about the power of attraction. You know what I'm saying? The power of attraction when it comes to our minds, our bodies, the things we think about, the things we ask for, the things we pray for. You know, sometimes you attract the things to you that you focus on the most. You know what I'm saying? We put out vibrations. Our bodies, we operate and we function on certain frequencies that can be picked up by other vibrational frequencies. Nobody thought about that. You never noticed how certain music affects you in certain ways. It clings to you emotionally, or it affects you in a certain way, and you don't understand why it might bring memories to you. That's because the frequencies of those vibrations that you were feeling and you were experiencing at a certain point in time in life, or even your body recognizes. You know what I'm saying? So people don't think about that. We're not gonna go there right now, because I will really, really, really go into some shit that I know that a lot of people would probably be offended by. And it's not that I care about you being offended. I just want to remain as professional as I can in doing my job, because there are some things that we are going to talk about, you guys. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get in depth, okay? Because it's an issue that people live their lives based on. You know what I'm saying? If you're a very religious person, you basically live in your life based on your faith. You know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to be ready for that. You got to be ready for that. Okay? So, y'all keep tuning in on everything that you learn today. Don't forget the Council of Nicaea, 325 B.C. Before the Common Era. Excuse me, not before Christ. It's before the Common Era. See, it used to be BCE, then they dropped the E because there was a lot of things that was going on, and they kept claiming that it was, you know, Jesus doing it and this, that, and the other. So they had to distinguish between when Jesus was alive and when, and before he was alive. So, you know, there's a lot of inconsistencies, I could say. And, you know, lots of parts of the Bible. You know, I always raise real questions. And when I say I always raise real questions, I mean real questions. Like, who decided that, you know, day was day and night was night? Man, light's showing bright. But, there's a lot of questions, man, that we could ask that nobody seems to want to ask, because they're just so happy and satisfied and stuck in a place where they find comfort. The thing is, sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to live. You know what I mean? You got to know some things. Pastor Ray Higgins called it the circumference of your awareness. Sometimes you got to go outside that box or that circle. so that you can understand some things on why you might feel the way you do or why things work out the way they do in your life. Okay? So what we're going to do right now is give everybody a break. Give you a chance to think about what it is that you believe in. Think about why you believe in it and what makes you believe in what you believe, okay? We're going to get into the song here by your boy E-Max, My Moment, to the Talk Radio.
A moment, moment, moment.
Oh.
646-478-0944. That was my moment. Remix by E-Max the Image, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, Ohio Zone. Yeah, I must say that was a fun song to produce for him. We here tonight, man. It's Wednesday night, day before the holiday. We want y'all to be safe out there because they are looking for us to fuck up. All right? So as long as you don't fuck up, you ain't going to get no trouble. As long as you don't get no trouble, you'll be able to survive out here in these mean ass streets of Cleveland, Ohio. Let's all keep our heads together and make sure that we do what we're supposed to do out there, okay? We don't need no motherfucking repeat performances, Trayvon Martin, and none of that. So y'all keep y'all shit clean. You know what I'm saying? Try to stay away from the beast as much as possible. All right, well, there's some issues that we need to discuss. There's some things that's going on around our city that a lot of people really ain't bringing no attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, where are the fucking swimming pools? Okay, what the hell is going on that, you know, when it's hot outside, we can't go and splash in the water in our, you know what I'm saying, neighborhoods? You got to go out, you know, far to find a damn swimming pool, and then you might get fucking kicked out because you don't let it. You know what I mean? That's the type of shit that's going on in our community now, and ain't nobody saying nothing about it. So it's like they don't care. You know what I'm saying? But we do care because, yeah, we want to go swimming too. Nice saying, man. Can't be on that bullshit like that, man, because it affects everyone. Believe it or not, when y'all white folks get to a place where y'all feel like y'all don't have to share shit after y'all have shut every damn thing down. You know what I mean? So y'all come up off that bullshit and quit tripping, let the kids swim, because that's important to them. All right, to be able to get out of this exercise in their own community, if you can't, because the man said no more swimming for kids in urban areas, man. That shit just ain't fair. We got all these crooked-ass, thirsty-ass politicians in our city, man, who really ain't got no rhyme or reason for the things they do. They just do them because they can't, which ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Fucking red light cameras all over the place, and they only in the black neighborhoods for all y'all that don't believe this shit is true. Like, these people doing some old crazy stuff that don't make no sense to us, and we, as people, really ain't even talking about the shit, and that is even more fucked up than the shit they doing. You gotta kind of wonder where where are the nuts? I had a guy respond to one of my posts today, well, not necessarily today, but responded to one of my posts about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton out there doing something? You know, I really don't think dude hurt himself. You know what I mean? Because what the fuck is Al Sharpton doing? All right, he ain't doing shit. They made Al Sharpton shut the fuck up a long, long time ago. Because they caught his ass selling dope somewhere he ain't had no business being. So every time Al Sharpton get his ass a little bit louder than he's supposed to be, the only thing they do is expose some motherfucking bullshit that he does. Okay? So the next motherfucker asked me, try to compare me to Al Sharpton or whatever, I'm going to smack you in your motherfucking face because Al Sharpton ain't doing shit for nobody except Al Sharpton. Trust me. Is out there for you to see. You know what I mean? You don't got to take my word for it. You don't never got to take my word for nothing. Check that shit out for your motherfucking self. Quit being a punk and do it. Quit being a punk and do it. A lot of people want to challenge me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no damn body, but they all want to act like I'm the one that made up the fact that, hey, this thing with Jesus Christ just might be fabricated. I didn't make it up. But I studied it. And I'm still studying it because there's a whole lot of information out there for you to know on that subject. You want to know who you praying to? A lot of people just say, oh, I just turned to the Bible. And to be honest with you, I did that for a long time. Long time. It just didn't resonate. something just didn't work. It just did not work for me. It didn't happen for me. You know what I'm saying? And so, not saying that because of that, well, truthfully, yeah. Because what was supposed to resonate with me never did. I had to figure out why. Why, when I prayed, my answers didn't get prayed, didn't get, my prayers didn't get answered. Why, when I came and I presented myself to the throne, I got no response. There was never anything there. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't because, like most people say, oh, he wasn't listening to me. He was praying for the wrong thing. It's always an excuse. My God don't talk to nobody. Well, I'm sorry, not God, Jesus. This man came up with the term God. Man came up with that. We came up with the idea of day and night. We came up with that concept. Won't nobody believe it, though. No. Won't nobody decide that, you know, we're going to call this day and we're going to call that night. How about you can go online right now and type in Google, new species found, and you'll see that all over this planet, Google has been going places that men have never been before, and there are things that they are finding that we ain't never seen. And they're giving them names. Okay? It's like we got the new Adam all over again. We got Adam. It's like God walked up to the man on Google and said, okay, what do you want to call this? And he said, I'm going to call this that. And then God walked to the man on Google and said, okay, well, what you want to call this since you call that that? You're going to call this that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to be careful about what you want to put on your plate. And when I say put on your plate, I mean what you believe in. You basing your life and your characters and shit on. Nobody really want to base their life and their characters on themselves. They're afraid to. You got to take that leap sooner or later and be responsible for yourself. Because the whole premise is just lay your burdens on the altar. But most of the time, our burdens are shit that we get into our damn self. We create our own fucking burdens. We create. If anybody tell you that's wrong, they tell you a fucking lie. We don't feel our own burdens, yes we do. You want to know how? I'll give you a perfect example. You're driving past a car lot, and you see a car that you know you can't fucking afford right now. See a vehicle, it ain't necessarily got to be a car. You see a vehicle that you yourself know you cannot afford right now. But what are you going to do? You're going to go home, you're going to get on your knees, and you're going to say, Lord, make it so. God, make it so. And you're going to go on ahead, and you're going to put yourself in a position, and you're going to do everything that you can to be able to afford that vehicle that you saw, that you know in your head that you can't afford. But you're going to get on your knees, and you're going to say, God, make it so. So in other words, you're asking God, put me in debt. Put me in debt, Lord. I know myself. My intuition tells me I can't afford that vehicle. But, you know, the Bible says anything you ask in my name, my Father will do. So if you ask God to fund this vehicle that you know you can't afford, guess what? He's going to do it. And it's going to fuck you up. It's going to fuck you up. Because you knew he told you before you asked for it. You can't afford that. But you wanted it anyway. Hey, PJ, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. I know what type of show this is. So before I get into the subject, I just want to say take 35 seconds to let all your listeners know. I look forward to seeing Emacs the Image perform tomorrow evening, of course, and down at East 21st. That's East 21st. And Rockwell, which is right between East 21st and St. Superior, right in between those two streets, right next to the Plain Dealer building, so the newspaper building at the Mardi Gras, because that's Thursday night is the night of the Brown Sugar Cafe, and we are blessed to be able to hear a couple of selections from Emacs the Image, and of course, 9 p.m., we know he'll be going on maybe about an hour or something later, past then. But I'm really looking forward to hearing something from Varsity Music. Ms. Chocolate Cake will be there to perform as well. We've got a listening party for myself, not a release party, but a listening party for a couple of tracks that will soon get slotted on to this network.
Yes,
so I'm just thankful for that. Now, again, that's tomorrow, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and of course that is my man Emacs the Image, because every time you get out there to sing, man, people just don't know what to expect, but they get it, so I'm very thankful for that. Now I can go back and just say what's on my mind. Did you get a chance to check out the Plain Dealer today?
Actually, no, I didn't get a chance to, man. Jim gave it to me, but I didn't get a chance to read it. Talk to me about it.
Man, well, Cleveland area leads the nation in job losses.
Wow.
Ooh. And this Ward 10 Councilman Eugene Miller's move may mean he will forfeit position since he switched addresses and now plans to change it back. Cleveland City Councilman.
Hold on. Yes, is this sir. The dude from East Cleveland?
Eugene this Miller, that's the dude from Ward. Yeah, the young dude that is running for Ward 10 against Donald Walker Brown, Jeff Johnson, the dude who got up there last week and argued and said he defended the red light cameras and no matter what, and refused to come through and debate and said even though he didn't have anything to do that night, nah, he wasn't going to do it, because even if his residents didn't want red light cameras, Eugene Miller said, I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Vote for him anyway.
Vote for them anyway.
What kind of, man? You know,
even if my residents that I'm representing, I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Slap you in the face.
That's right.
Straight slap you in the face. That's, man.
So.
That's one of the reasons why I say and I do the things that I say and I do. That's why a lot of people they can't stand some of the things that I bring to the table when I'm on Facebook, because they don't understand where it's coming from. They don't understand where it's coming from, and they think, listen to this. It's just ridiculous how people can do this. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It just don't make no sense. And you try to tell people that these things is going down, they're like, oh, no. You got it all wrong. You're the one that's misguided, mister.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Man, politics goes so fucking far back, man. They don't even know politics began. Politics shaped America. Politics shaped the world. You know what I'm saying? We don't have... what some would consider true religion. We don't have none of that. There is no truth. Did you know that if you support Nelson Mandela, you might be considered a domestic terrorist? Serious business. If for one fucking minute you decide, wow, Nelson Mandela got a compelling argument, let me send him an email and let him know that I support him. You might be, on a watch list. And And that's because these politicians is doing this shit.
That's right.
But they'll tell you, no, 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 we ain't doing that to nobody. They watching you. They listening to the cell phone conversations. They're doing everything they say they ain't doing. And then they turn around and say, no, 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 that wasn't supposed to be leaked. But the person that brought the shit out is hiding out on the other side of the world. They're pulling every political string that they can to free this man so that they can do what? Prosecute. They don't want to talk to him. You know? The Russians
yep.
said, well, we'll keep him if he shut up. But if he don't shut up, we're going to let him go.
That's right.
I mean, damn, y'all. How much bullshit do we got to take before we say, wait a minute, hold on. What the fuck is going on? And then I was listening to what you was talking about Monday, about how they just voted and decided on these red light cameras without the constituents knowing. And I thought
what?
About something. Remember, a while back, on one of your shows, you was talking about the committee that Frank Jackson was putting together that nobody was supposed to be able to have any oversight or say in.
Oh, yeah, for the transformation plan. Gotcha.
Right. Well, how about that's part of the transformation plan? They doing it. See, we didn't know that when they voted to install these red light cameras, they went into their little, you know, their little backdoor coalition that they formed that nobody knew about.
That's true.
But they told everybody they was going to form it. And these stupid-ass voters in the city, what did they do?
Mm.
They voted yes. Yes, let the mayor do what he needs to do so that he can lead us into prosperity. Where the fuck is it? Where is it, man?
Wow.
What did you just say, Al? We lead the country in what? Lost jobs?
What? Losses. Job losses.
But wait a minute. I just read in a business section of the other day the newspaper that, you know, studies show that the economy is getting stronger. So if the economy nationally is getting stronger, why the fuck is one of the most major cities in this nation putting out reports that we have the largest what?
Job losses. Losses of jobs.
Man, Cleveland, dude. This is Cleveland, Ohio. We're supposed to be, you know, part of the Rust Belt. Old institution town that just seem to have all kind of problems politically. So it tells you something, man. It tells you something. Now we got all this economic development. You got all these casinos jumping off. You think that job loss might have to do with motherfuckers spending too much time at the casino? You get your little measly paycheck and you go to the casino and you try to flip and you lose all your money. Now what's fucked
Come
up
on.
Is they shut down. They shut down and made the internet cafes illegal.
That's right.
But they was paying people. You can win at the internet cafe. You can't win that much at the Horseshoe. You got to spend $1,000 or something, at least $2,000, $3,000, to win a couple $100.
That's right.
It's worse than the Ohio Lottery. The motherfuckers at the Ohio Lottery is complaining that the Horseshoe Casino is taking away all their customers. Listen to this one out. Let me put this one out there. The Indians ain't doing shit. They ain't doing nothing but what the Americans did to the Indians back in the day.
Right.
They're taking all our motherfucking money. The Indians are taking all our money and they ain't giving a fuck who fall down. Just like the early settlers, the Indians. We taking all your land and shit and we don't give a fuck if you fall down. So they coming back with something they know. See, they know that most motherfuckers with money like to do what? Party. That's all they do. He got his first $10,000 paycheck. We're going to have a party. We're going to the casino.
Yep.
Come on in, John. Spend that 10 grand with us. Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? When that motherfucker came to Cleveland and said, we don't want Chief Wahoo on the hats and the jerseys and all that shit, don't even use Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
He should have known that the Indians was coming to town. Nobody thought they'd be the Giants. The only thing they saw, the only thing we saw, because it was me included, I didn't think about it. I was just wondering why was this group making such a big noise about a logo. And it was just clear the way for what? Their casino. Now, it's an illusion that, didn't they say Dan Gilbert owned that or something?
Yes, sir.
But he just got a big investment in that. You know what I'm saying? Because he owned a lot of shit downtown. You see, what's crazy is that when he brought Quicken Loans to downtown Cleveland, okay, everybody thought that was going to, you know, open up the job markets and this and that and the other. He just basically bought another building where they do paperwork for all the shit he owns.
True.
A lot of people that him getting loans. You know, the Indians gave him a bag of money, and he spent it where they told him to spend it.
Right.
His little commission made it to where he was able to buy that building and put up the Quicken Loans arena. You know what I'm saying? That was his commission for brokering the deal that brought the Horseshoe Casino here. So the hey, how are you? So you don't know. So the KKK. Now, see, some motherfuckers are smart. See, a lot of people, and now I understand why Donald Walker Brown is a Republican. Now I understand, and if I ever was to get into the political race or arena, I would be a Republican also. You know why? KKK funds everything Democratic.
That's true.
They fund all the programs, the welfare and all this shit, everything that they can use to keep control of the black people. Poor people. It's beyond black people now because they done figured out that black people are influential. And so that because of influential magnets, most poor white people, most poor Puerto Ricans, poor Italians, they all seem to want to flock with us. Because we do what? We survive.
Right.
We survive. So without knowing how to survive, and believe it or not, motherfuckers don't understand. We still living off the land. We are
true
still
that.
Connected to the land, dude. Black people ain't got shit but the land. Yep. And we still connected to the land. That's how we know how to get along. But some of them black motherfuckers decided, oh, I'm about to sell out and get into the political rat race just not so you can have some motherfucking power, but so you can have a better pay. It's all about a better paycheck, man. It's all about a better paycheck, man. So really, it's not about you caring. We get the misconception that our politicians really, really give a fuck about the constituency. I need everybody out there to Google continuity of government. Find out what that means, and you'll understand why we dealing with the political rat race that we are dealing with, the political machine, I would call it. Because politics, I mean, change. Look at what the Supreme Court just did.
Oh! Okay,
look at what the Supreme Court just did. Now, that goes along with the first pretty much... the first hour of the show. Okay? When Rome let all the motherfucking fags live and run free and squirt their little faggot everywhere, what happened? It started the demise of Rome. Yes, it did. So here we are in a new generation of times, and America is considered the new Babylon. the shit that's going on over here ain't going on over there. I got into it, well, not necessarily got into it. I got into a debate with this guy from, he's in, he calls himself, his name is Chad. He's from the Middle East, and he serves as a U.S. soldier in the military over in Iraq. I was watching a documentary on the things that the KKK funds, and the people in America don't know. They don't like Republicans because Republicans want to rule by law. The Democrats want the people. It's the majority. That's where Democrats go. Majority. Fuck the law. What the majority says. And usually the majority is the people that's in power. So it's a room full of 12 people. And if 7 people say yay, that is the majority. See, that's why the rules give us thinking that when they say the majority, they didn't mean the majority of the people. No. I keep telling y'all, your vote is just an opinion. It does not matter. The vote that matters is who? What they call the Electoral College. Those 12 people that sit around the table and say, well, the popular vote is this. The popular vote is that. But what do you say? Well, Chairman, I say this. Secretary, I say this. Senator, I say this. How many yays and how many nays? We got 8 yays and 3 nays and 1 undecided. With an undecided, you don't have a voice. You just kicked out because you don't know. Right. They call you the independent because what happens is both sides got compelling arguments. One can sway the hand. But those compelling arguments always come down to, look, if you don't vote yes, some of them roads that's in your neighborhood that need to be paved and shit, they won't get paved. Got no funding for you. And as a matter of fact, you indecisive motherfuckers, we just gonna redistrict your ward out of this motherfucker. So you're going to have to look for a job anyway. And you think, yeah, we're going to swallow up all your funders because now your district is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have more political power, and you have just been squashed. Okay, it's like a game of basketball, but it's only with words. You know what I mean? It's only with words.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give y'all the sleeping giant of this gay thing. The sleeping giant that came up under the gay thing is, look, if we don't give these gays what they want, you know what they're going to bring up? Martin Luther King, civil rights, movements, Malcolm X, all of that shit tying together. Because what did they do that nobody talked about? And I read this in the News Herald. It was a little small thing in the Plain Dealer about it where the voting laws. See, it used to be protection in certain areas around the country where the minorities.
Right.
So as long as you had your ID, you could vote early. Okay? They stretched it out to be this big old gigantic issue, but mostly it was because of the elderly, the poor, the people that work, and the motherfuckers that ain't got time to stand no long-ass voting line. Who can't stand them long-ass voting lines? What about the people that can't walk? What about the people that, you know what I'm saying, invalid? They laid up in the bed, but yet they want to voice their opinion. See, in certain states, you couldn't do that. If you couldn't make it to the polls, you couldn't vote. And you
That's
had
right.
to have proper identification, and I don't mean fucking food stamp card with your picture on it. That ain't considered proper identification unless you buy food. All right? And even then, you're going to need a picture ID. So there's a whole lot of disparities in the voting system, and primarily they was down in the South. And so because they originated in the South and the GOP, a lot of people don't know what GOP means. You think it's government of the people. It's called the Grand Old Party. And they are conservative. What do you want them to conserve? Why is all these motherfucking rich and these white folks talking about saving America? What is it about America that we need to save? The way of life? See, to them, to oppress people and have people as slaves and to keep on perpetuating this racial barrier between all the races of the people, well, I won't even say race, I'll say cultures. But to them it's a race because whoever can meet the white man's expectations, you are the leader of the race. You got it?
Yes, indeed.
The culture, the people are in a race. We are in a race to compete with our government. Ain't nobody rich as a motherfucker ain't got nothing to do with the political machine or the government. Ain't nobody in this motherfucker super rich. Look at LeBron James.
Ooh.
He's from Ohio. Do you think Ohio ain't produced that motherfucker rich ass nigga and got their hand in his pocket? Why do you think he left? Why do you think he left? I paid all my motherfucking student debt off. I did everything. I bought a house. I bought property. I'm paying taxes in this motherfucker. What more do you want from me? We want a lot more, Mr. LeBron James, because you are still here. Not just in Cleveland, not in Akron. You are in Ohio, my brother. Mm. See, this is the middle of the Ku Klux Klan territory. We are smack dab in the motherfucking epicenter or whatever you want to call it, the eye of the storm. Make it simple. Ohio. We are in the eye of the storm when it comes to the political machine. It's the last stop to go east, the first stop to go west. That make any sense or any difference anywhere in this fucking country. You can get anywhere in the world. You can get anywhere from Canada to Mexico if you go through Ohio. That's all. The buck starts here. It don't stop here. A lot of people don't realize. You know, when the Rockefellers moved to Ohio,
yep.
Shit, everything moved to Ohio. Okay, because if you got the oil and you control the oil, you got the money. If you got the money, you got all the political bigwigs in your motherfucking pocket. But most politicians around in this region don't want to give back. They want to tax your success. Okay, they want to tax your success. Not give back to you because you're successful. Thus, they need more cameras because people getting hip to the bullshit. And instead of saying hip to our bullshit, so we gonna take the cameras down, they say people hip to our bullshit, so we gonna add more cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And because we hip to their bullshit, what do we do? We try to find different routes to work. So Google is tied into the communication system all over the world. Somebody at the top in this motherfucker, maybe it was a county executive. We don't nobody really know what his job entails.
No.
We didn't know we certain positions get appointed. See, these motherfuckers in this city like to act like they in London and England. We are the kings and the queens, and this is our court. Did you know the King's Court was considered the Senate?
Ooh.
Yes, sir. They call it the Senate. And the Senate deals with the people. Now, the king and the queen, like, you know, they only deal with the people when they got a message to send, because the Senate then brought them back from their centurions and their sentinels that they send out into the community to find out what are the perfect example is that Sunday cartoon, The Id, or The ID, however you want to look at it. The king will send his minion out and say, go and see what the people think of me. The minion come back and he say, well, everybody that's 35 to 65, they think you're great. They think you're a wonderful king. Okay, what else? Everybody that's from like 5 to like 18, they hate you. And you know what the king says? Round them up. Round them up, damn it. That is the society that we are living in. If you don't like the motherfucking shit that the king is doing, you might as well give it up. Because he's going to get you, he's going to put you in a hole. And all he wants is motherfuckers that love him. Okay? Now you transfer that to the political machine in our area. I got one right now. And it's fucked up. I mean, Alex, this is a comic book to me. This is, you know who? Mr. Ken Johnson.
Ooh.
Ken Johnson, War for Community Means. Man, this dude, if you could see this little circular he got, he's standing there trying to look like Ron Isley. All he needs to do is put your chains on, and he'll be a singer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why does he do it? I do it because our children need guidance, our neighborhood needs encouragement, and our seniors and handicapped residents need to know somebody really cares. My interests and concerns have always been for my constituents. My constituents, though. Why do the people need a leader? Let me ask you this question, man. Remember the day when the little young boy used to go over his grandmother's house and cut her grass, and she had paid him a few dollars and shit for doing a good job and feed him and give him something to eat, let him go on about his business. And then the other people in the neighborhood would see him cutting grass and come on, cut my grass too. And they'd pay him some more money, and he'd go home with a pocket full of money and park his little lawnmower in the garage and say, look, Ma, this is the money I made in a few hours cutting grass. And the mama didn't take the money from the little boy. She told him, okay, do with the money. Take this little bit, you put it over here till later. Go to the store, you take a couple of dollars, you go buy you some junk food, pay yourself for your hard work. The rest of your money you put to the stackers, you might have a bill, you might want to get your bike fixed or something, this, that, and other. And you did that shit. Now, nowadays, you go out and try to cut some grass and see what happens. You ain't going to get home with the money. Because if a motherfucker don't run past you and rob you, and I'm just talking about this Buckeye neighborhood, this Ward 4. Okay? That's why this motherfucker is out doing it. Because you not let somebody knock on your door over here. You going to answer?
Nope.
And I live over here. I don't even like having my fucking door, but I got a security screen door with locks on it, dude. I don't really want to let no air in my house. But he's doing so well. He's concerned for his constituents. Who are his constituents? Let me tell you who the constituency is. Excuse me, y'all. When you register to vote in your ward, your councilman has a list of the people that voted for him and against him. You don't know that, but he does. And so if you need your fucking grass cut and you didn't vote for him, you better pay somebody. Now the ladies that voted for him next door to you, oh, they going to come with the tractors and the whole team chopping it down, get it off the wire so you can get good cable and reception from Time Warner. Oh, that shit going to be right because you got a plus sign by your name on the list of his constituents. They don't do every yard. They don't do every field. You know what I'm saying? Don't come over here and board up abandoned houses that's in our neighborhood. Police hardly even really see this motherfucker, man. Seriously. They hardly ever see. You know who sees his neighborhood now? Ohio State Troopers. The Ohio State Troopers. What is the state trooper doing pulling a motherfucker over 130th and Forest? What businesses do they have internally in the black neighborhood at that? black neighborhoods all over this motherfucker. You see his blue lights. They don't even got red lights on their car. They shit is blue. We got red light cameras. Our council people do have the power to say no. We don't want to subject our constituents to the red light cameras. You know how they get us on, fuck guys? The fucking speed limit is 25. That's it. And they're killing them. Because Buckeye's a long stretch of road, dude, and you better not do more than 25 unless you cross another 9:30. And to keep you from doing that, the roads are terrible. You know?
Mm.
But these are the people that we for, and these are the things that they're doing that they consider good and for the constituency. Shutting down schools. They're cutting funding every damn where. They ain't fixing the streets. They're just throwing a little salt down in there and packing it down with a little water. You know what I'm saying? They don't fix the streets no more. They just throw Band-Aids on them. But vote for me. I get you straight. We got to stop putting so much faith in these damn... Why come the people don't have a... So let's talk about a committee. Y'all heard about what they talking about, what we getting ready to do, what we need. Let's all sit down. That's the fucking round table. See, they don't want no round table. You get together like that, they call that a flash mob. Now, it's illegal to call your friends and say, hey, y'all, we going down to see the tall ships on the lake. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hook up. The person that sent that message out to fuck around and get knocked on the door by the fed. Who the fuck you think you is creating flash mob? So you got to come with us. But these are the shit that our politicians is pushing. And we think they're doing everything like Mr. Ken Johnson said for my constituents. Look up the word constituent, motherfucker, and you will see what he's calling you, Mr. or Mrs. Constituent. All right? 646-478-0944. You are listening to Hood Talk Radio. And as you see, we've just been, like, touching on things all over the board, man. But it's all relevant. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all will and should expect to hear some more because there's a lot of things going on that we got to bring to. You know what I'm saying? We're here from Cleveland, Ohio. We got Al Porter Jr. We got E-Max here. Cheese in the line. You know what I'm saying? We all really, really just want y'all to understand that these are our views. You know what I'm saying? These are the way, at least me, myself, this is the way I see things. You know what I'm saying? It's the way I see things. You don't got to like what I say. You don't got to do it. But, you know, Blog Talk Radio can't help you if you don't like it. They're just going to tell you, you have to talk to E-Max about that. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all can't enjoy the fact that... Huh? Go ahead.
I'm glad, man. You are nice, man. I'm serious. You are nice. Because you ain't even bothered Ken Johnson with his, former Cleveland Councilman Ken Johnson, who came back and was double-dipping by getting a public pension plus a paycheck.
This little neighborhood newspaper out. Okay?
Wow.
He was sitting there, he got it printed up there. That's how big, that's where he throwing money out. It don't say nowhere in this newspaper where it got printed at, so you know he ain't go down to East Side News, which is in Norfolk. He did not get a man that published the newspaper in the black community, the dollar bill that he spent to get his little newspaper published.
Oh, shoot.
But he is concerned about his constituency. I don't care, man. I don't care. You know.
Wow.
Let me tell y'all something. This is truthfully coming from me. When I first met Donna Walker Brown, I took a a constituent versus a politician look at it. That's
right.
What I looked at. But it's been a couple of years now. Okay, it's been a few years, I should say, that I've been listening to her talk, and I've been listening to the concepts that she's bringing to the table, and I can honestly say she changed my view of her. I don't know her personally, but the political view of how I looked at her, she changed it. Now, it's just to me, politics is just like a nigga in jail. Oh, baby, I love you. I'm going to treat you well. I'm going to be home every day. I'm going to come home every night. I'm going to take care of the kids like I'm supposed to. And when a nigga get out, what he do? He go butt fucking wild. All
right?
It's the same shit. This is the way I look at politics. So I can't say that she'll get in the office and turn just like them. But the whole thing of it is that everybody got a boss.
If
just like your teacher, if your boss hands you a set of rules, you have to follow them motherfuckers or you out of a job. Whether it's politics, whether it's the church preacher, especially the church preacher. Because if you don't preach what they tell you to preach and nothing else, you're going to be fucked up throughout the whole church. I'm talking about you hit it wrong. Don't let that motherfucker open his mouth again. Don't let him open his mouth again. That is one of the reasons why Martin Luther King got killed. Because the smart man listened to the message. He didn't listen to the fact that he kept saying, God. See, some like these rappers, if they wanted to really put you out there, they would put a fucking song out there about you, you wouldn't even know what they're talking about. When you creative, you creative. You can do it in many, many, many ways. Sometimes people have to be a martyr. Just like Jesus sacrificed himself, I think Martin Luther King sacrificed himself too. He knew that motherfuckers were going to kill him if he kept talking, and so did Malcolm X. Those are our modern-day Jesus, okay? Only thing was, they made promises to come back and save their people. Never had a fucking chance to save their people because their people wasn't listening. Just like they ain't fucking listening now. Pay attention to the politicians, man. You are a constituent. And if you don't, you will always be a constituent. You know, a comedian said the other day, he said, you know, for whatever reason, these fat women think they fine because somebody fucking them. See, but if niggas stop fucking fat girls, don't you think the motherfuckers start losing weight? Well, let's take the joke out of that motherfucker and say it like this. Don't you think if motherfuckers stop voting for politicians, they change the shit they do to get your vote? When they tell you I'm going to do this, they'll start doing it. Because if they don't, ain't nobody going to vote for them. See, the platform, they already trying to shit from the bottom down. That's why the pyramid peaks at the top, and it's not an inverted triangle, all right? On peak at the bottom. Peaks at the top because they throw the shit down, see how far down it'll go, and then it activates. When you plant a seed, you got to put it in the ground for it to grow, okay? And then the motherfucker who can reach the top of that motherfucker and pluck the flower, he gets the reward. But the promises made to everybody that's below them. Help me pluck my flower and I'll give you a seed.
You never get a
fucking seed. You get his seeds because you got to plant them. And then you take the seeds that he gave you and you give them to somebody and they tell somebody else to plant them. And that person that you told to plant them, give them to somebody else and tell them motherfuckers to plant them. And then they go and make motherfuckers plant them for nothing. And then when the shit start growing, the ones that planted for nothing, hey, look, you gonna get less than me, but you gotta make this shit grow. so that the motherfucker above me can say it's growing. And then he can tell his superior that it's growing, and then they can tell the one on the top the flower will be here soon.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta watch the people you voting for. Read the fine print. All that shit make a difference. When you vote people in the office and you cast your vote, you are signing a contract with that person for the next umpteen years or whatever. Because whenever they enact shit, you know they try to do it for about 10 years or so. Because then that way for the next 10 years, their money can keep coming in because I did this. Hey, listen. In an unrelated issue, man, this is some of the sleeping giant shit that just be popping up. And I don't know why I catch it, but I do.
Okay.
These motherfuckers, the Supreme Court is suing a pharmaceutical company because they want to put a patent on a part of the human gene that no one has ever discovered before, and that they have did the analysis to figure out how the motherfucker switch and morph and all of this shit into certain types of human characteristics. And the government like, fuck you. How the hell are you gonna say you own the gene, the information that you discovered about a human DNA, part of DNA? You don't own that shit. And these motherfuckers is actually fighting the government saying we do. They're making mute monsters and say, see, I created this. No, motherfucker. You took what was already created and made something else.
Right. Making mute monsters.
So you don't own shit. You don't own the mutant you created. You don't own the origins of the motherfucker that you created in that little test tube. And as a matter of fact, if you keep fucking up, we're going to make Obama send a drone at you. Because he didn't say he was going to stop him. He said he was going to cut back a little bit. That's your motherfucker does to tell you, man. This is the motherfucker we voted for. He said he's going to cut back a little bit. And start detaining the motherfuckers indefinitely. And we got to come up with the legislation that's going to make that shit legal, but we're going to do it as we go along. If shit go wrong, we got to make it right. Then we write it down and call it the law. We need politicians, man. I try to tell y'all we are the constituents.
Wow.
Find out what that word means, you're going to understand what a constituent is and what constituency is. See, some of the words that we throw around that people say to us and we don't really know what the fuck they mean, they come back from, you know, the old English times, you know, the constituencies. This is rather boring today. That means ain't nobody out in the courtyard saying hail to the king. Y'all going about their motherfuckers been chilling their land, working their jobs, so what? When the soldiers come around and give them the motherfucker their pot of gold and they can keep on going. You know? And then Christianity came along and Jesus said, all you got to do is put an X over your dough and the soldiers going to know you already bought and paid for. And that just pass you on up. Does that make sense? No.
Wow. Oh,
because they're not going to your door no more unless you don't pay taxes. They call it underground money. See, when they was doing it, selling opium and all that shit, it was to start corporations and companies that we have today. Buy the land. Okay, but now niggas is just doing it just to be doing the shit. So, you know, you go to jail for it.
Right.
Hey.
You don't have a pharmaceutical.
We don't have pharmaceutical labs. We ain't bringing this shit in here. We just learned, you know, how to make money off the shit like they did. You know, a lot of these niggas don't even know, man. We just get the shit that made it through. You know what I'm saying? The real shit that, you know, supposed to come through and all that, no. The bullshit they throw out there that might get knocked, that's the shit we get, you know. So, that's, you know, they throw it around like You know, I'm on keys, nigga. I'm on ball, nigga. It ain't a person, believe you me. And I always put it out there. All y'all got to do is look at my shit on Facebook. I don't see where people just won't take a minute. I honestly believe it's fear that you won't take a minute and read something. You go to the restaurant, it's a menu there. You read the menu. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot a lot of motherfuckers came with.
You dropped out of school. You fell into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't read, then you don't know what the writing is.
It's all about what somebody tell you.
Going off of air parts.
Man. So how do these motherfuckers make it to be preachers out in that?
You go and then you start controlling yourself. But then you even got caught up in the bullshit so far that you're just part of the machine now.
Part of the machine now, man. That's what I call that perpetual motherfucking propaganda. Keep it going. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? But that's another show. We're going to get into that. And we all, but we touched on that. We spent a nice little portion of the show trying to help people realize that God gave us our own brain. Okay? So, we got 6 minutes left in the show. Al, you want to say something before we get out of here, man?
Oh, I just want to say, once again, not only tomorrow evening, East 21st, Rockwell, 9 p.m., Emacs Image will be performing, and, of course, the Mardi Gras at the Brown Sugar Cafe, and then on Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m., that's this coming Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m., of course, we'll be at Cleveland State University, room 136 of 1899 Euclid Avenue for the hip-hop workshop, and happy birthday to my mom, whose birthday will be tomorrow. That's all.
Yeah. July 4th birthday, girl. Well, all right, then, y'all know what it is. It'll be back Friday for Hood Tunes Radio, man. Hope y'all tune in for some of the shit that's going down in our city. Love y'all, man. Peace. I'll see you Friday.